We hope and trust that you will find this Torah in Motion program meaningful. Through these programs, Torah in Motion encourages discussion, debate, and education about the most important issues facing Jews and Judaism today. Together, we can focus on creating religious commitment through an honest and sophisticated encounter with topics that are relevant to being Jewish in the modern world. For more information about this and other Torah in Motion programs, please visit the website at www.torahinmotion.org.
So the Mishnah says, makes a list of five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. The very first tragedy that the Mishnah lists is that the Meraglim, the spies, came back from their trip to Eretz Israel, and according to Rashi, on the eighth day of Av, and they came back with a report that although there were many positive things to say about Eretz Israel, but in short, it was a no-go. And it says that that night, the Jewish people were complaining and crying in their tents. And the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that Atzem V'Chiyetzem V'Chiyo Shel Chinam, you cried this night over nothing, for no good reason, the Chiyo Shel Chinam, and because of that, this day is going to be Kavua for a Chiyo Shel Doros. It's going to be a day of tragedy for the Jewish people. We know from the Chumash that on that very day, there was a decree made on the Bnei Yisrael. Matter of fact, there were a number of gezeros on the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. There was one gezera that people, all those people between 20 and 60, well, first we'll start with the Meraglim. First, there was a gezera that the Meraglim themselves had to die in a magefa. From the Chumash, it seems to be that that magefa took place immediately, but in Shulchan Aruch, there's a list of dates that the Shulchan Aruch sets aside from the Bahag as dates to fast on. Most of those dates we don't keep. But it says over there that the Meraglim themselves died on the 17th day of Elul. Some have a Girsa, the 7th day of Elul, but most people say the 17th day of Elul. And it goes with the Cheshbon that they came back the 8th day of Elul, from the 8th day of Elul, including the 17th of Elul, is 40 days. So they had a gzera that they were going to die. And the Gemara has a discussion exactly how they died. One sheet in the Gemara is, and this is what Rashi brings partially in Chumash, that they had to die a death where their tongue extended, nishtarvei b'lashonim, and worms came out of their tongue and went into the tongue extended to their navel, to their belly button. And worms came out from their tongue and went into the belly button. That's what Rashi brings, and the Gemara adds, and worms came out from the belly button and went back into their tongue. That's what one Mandamer says. Okay. So, obviously, the Gezera had to do with their sin. Their main sin was that they said Lashon Hara about Eretz Israel. And because of their Lashon Hara on Eretz Israel, they were punished with a sin, punished with this magefa of that came through a death through their tongue. The other Mandamer says that they were punished with a certain sickness. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I say Askara, other people say Asachra. There's a certain kind of sickness that starts in the abdomen and it goes up to the throat and people choke to death, And again, the Gemara says in Shabbos that that kind of punishment, that kind of sickness, comes for the Aveira of Lashon Hara. So the Mephoshim all say that when we speak about Tisha B'Av, and we look to the background of Tisha B'Av, the very first Aveira that comes into mind that caused all the tragedies is the Aveira of Lashon Hara, and there was Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael. There was also so the Meraglim were not excused in any way. They died in a Magefa. There was a Gzeira on the people of the generation who listened to the Meraglim, the people between 20 and 60, and it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Gzeira that all those people were to die in the Midbar. They would not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Chumash says that of those people between 20 and 60, we're talking about males. There was no gezeirah on the females. They had a love for Eretz Yisrael. They did not follow the Meraglim. But as far as the males, there was a gezeirah that everybody between 20 and 60, except for Kalev and Yehoshua, had to die in the Midbar. It's not clear when we say 20, does it mean the people who were 20 at the time they left Mitzrayim? Because this event of the Meraglim took place in the second year. So does it mean the people who were 20, who are counted between 20 and 60 when they left Mitzrayim? Or does it mean people who were at 20 at the time of the Chet of the Meraglim? The difference is, of course, those people who were 19 when they left Mitzrayim, but by the time of the Meraglim they were already 20, was the Gzeira on them? That's a question the Rahim HaKadosh speaks about by Riches in Chumash. But they definitely had a Gzeira of 20 of that they had to die in the Midbar. There was also another Gzeira on people under 20, that means over Bar Mitzvah, between 13 and 20. There the Medrash says that all those people, all those teenagers that listened to the Meraglim, that were Ba'osa Eitza, also had to die in the Midbar. Pasuk says, "Call Menatzai lo yireuha," all the Menatzim, all the people that were against Hashem, that made Hashem angry, will not be able to see Eretz Yisrael. Of course, everybody under Bar Mitzvah, there was no Gezerah. But we also have to remember that even though the Chumash only speaks about a decree on the people of the Midbar at that time, the David says in Tillim, and this is found in Tillim Kapitel Kuf Vav, the Pasuk says when it speaks about the door of the Midbar and the Meraglim, it says, "Vayim asu be'eretz temdor." You treated the dear land of Eretz Yisrael with nias. Lo ha'aminu l'dvaro, and you didn't believe in the word of Hashem, that Hashem said He's going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and you didn't accept that. Vayeragnu ba'alayim, and you fetched, you complained in your tents. Lo shamu b'kol Hashem, and you didn't listen to the kol Hashem. Vayisa yado lahem, and Hashem raised His hand. That's an expression meaning that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua. Lahapil osam b'mikvah, that they should die out in the Midbar. Ulahapil zaram b'gayim, and in that Gzera was also the following shvua, that their children should fall amongst the Goyim, Uruzerosam b'ratzos, and they should be spread out throughout all the land. So the Navi says clearly, and David HaMelech says clearly, that in the Gzera of the Dor HaMidbar was also a Gzera, a direct Gzera on the generations of Klal Yisrael from then on. There was also then a Gzera that there should be Churbanos and there should be Galus, and that we should be spread among the Goyim in foreign lands. So really, it turns out that there was a Gzera at that time which was directly applicable to us. We're in Galus because of that Gzera, because of that Chet of the Meraglim and that Lashon Hara. I once saw a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says There's a Gemara that says when people say Lashon Hara, it kills the person who says the Lashon Hara. It brings him Isa. The person who listened and was makabel the Lashon Hara brings him Isa. And even the person who the Lashon Hara was said about, it brings his Misa too. Which needs obviously an explanation, but not, now's not the time for that. But the Gaon says over there, the Gaon says, by the Dor HaMidbar, the Meraglim who said the Lashon Hara, they had a die in the Magefa. He says, the people who listened to the Lashon Hara, the Dor HaMidbar, had a Gzera, that they had a die in the Midbar. And he says, who was the Lashon Hara said about? The Lashon Hara was said about Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael had to have a Korban also. He says, that's the third, that when the Lashon Hara is said about, has to suffer. And he says, Eretz Yisrael had to have a Korban too because of that Lashon Hara. So really, this is the primary chet. Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara specifically, like the Navi says, the government of says, the Yimasu be'eretz chemda, that when it comes to a Tanis of Tisha B'Av, that we have to work on and improve upon. Now, the flyer said that I'm going to speak on halachic aspects of Tisha B'Av, which I agreed to do a while back, but I really wasn't thinking because Tisha B'Av is really Usur, the Talmud Torah, one of the Averas. One of the Isurim of Tisha B'Av is you really can't speak Torah, and certainly halakhic aspects of Tisha B'Av is very hard to speak about. So I chose something to speak about, which is halakhic, but it's more general, and I hope that this is something which is mutter to do. I think it is. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. The history of Tisha B'Av, after the chet of the Meraglim, we know that the Medrash says that in the 40 years, there was only 38, 39 years left in the Midbar, during those years, it was a tragic day. It says that every year there was a cruise, there was an announcement that went out to the camp of the Jewish people, and they were told to go and dig holes, for a quarry, let's say, in the Midbar. And they would dig these holes, and they would go into the kfarim, and they would sleep there overnight. And the next day, on the day of Tisha B'Av, the crews would come out and say that all that are alive should go out, and everyone else who didn't make it alive, obviously, were left in those graves. And it said approximately 15,000, a little bit more than 15,000 Jews died every year in the Midbar on the day of Tisha B'Av. That's what the Medrash says. Medrash is figuring 600,000 Jews between 20 and 60, so every year a little bit more than 15,000. The Rambam in Parashat Shlain says many Jews died on Tisha B'Av, but the day of Tisha B'Av, throughout the Dor HaMidbar, was a very, very tragic day of death. It does not say clearly, as far as I know, when exactly the day of Tisha B'Av became a fast. We know from the Navi, it says in Divrei Kabbalah, it says in Zechariah, it speaks about the four fast days that Jewish people have. Among them, of course, the most serious one is Tisha B'Av. And it seems for sure that the Jewish people fasted during the Golos. After the first Korban, when they went into Golos Bavel, Tisha B'Av was already a fast day. That's the Divrei Kabbalah. So then, after they were brought back to the second bias, there is a very big machlokas among the Rishonim. Was Tisha B'Av observed then? Most Rishonim, the general opinion is, they were back in the Beis HaMikdash during the second Beis HaMikdash, and most people hold that not only wasn't it a fast, but it was a day of Sason the Simcha, and it was celebrated in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says in Parash Mishnayos And most people understand the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka the same way, even though there it depends on Girsas in the Rambam. But the Rambam says clearly in Parash Mishnayos that during the time of the second base of Mikdash, Tisha B'Av was a fast day. And the Gemara discusses that there's a time, we'll see, the Gemara, Ratzu Misani, Lo Misani, there wasn't a Chiyav, there wasn't an obligation to fast. But the Rambam says that that's what the Gemara refers to as a time where it was up to the people's desire, Ratzu, if they wanted to, they should fast. And he said during the second base of Mikdash, the Jewish people, even while the second base Mikdash was going, while it was there, they still fasted because, he says, of Hukul of Tsaros, because of the Tsaros of Tisha B'Av, and I guess he means the Tsaros of the Cheder of the Raglim and the first Churban. But he says they did fast during the time of the second base of Mikdash. After the second base of Mikdash, after the second Churban, for sure, there is a tannis. There certainly was kaveya atzom. Chazal made Tisha B'Av into a fast day. The question that I'd like to speak about in general terms is that how do we define the tzom of Tisha B'Av? And the main question is, we find in halacha we find such a inyan as a tainus sibur. The whole Gemara in Tainus, Maseches Tainus, speaks about if tragedies are happening to the Jewish people. Let's say the tragedy of they're not having rainfall, which seems to be very common in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses the different levels of a tainus sibur that they had because of the tragedies that was befalling them. So there is a concept of a tainus sibur. The Jewish people fast, and the idea of that fast is they get together and try to see why they're being punished with this tragedy and to find the sins that they've sinned with and what brought about the tragedy so that they should do tshuva. That for sure is the purpose of the tainus sibur. And yet, when it comes to Tisha B'Av with the Sertanis, there is a question, is that the idea of the tainus of Tisha B'Av? It's a time which the Rambam uses a language, a time mukhlin l'peranus, a time which is designated, set aside for peranus, for troubles for the Jewish people. So is the purpose of the tainus of Tisha B'Av a time of a tainus sibur that we fast to motivate ourselves to do teshuva? Or do we look upon Tisha B'Av in a whole different way? We look upon Tisha B'Av as a day of avelus. It's not a tainus sibur. We certainly fast, but could be the whole idea behind Tisha B'Av, and for that matter, Shabbos Gitanis, Asar B'Tavis, Zom Gedalia, could be these are days of avelus, of mourning. We mourn the destructions of the two Batei Mikdashos and the different tragedies that happened in the past, but it's a time of avelus. The Rambam, and I will read you the Rambam, this is in Hilchos Tainus. The Rambam says in Perek Chamishi, Yesh Sham Yamin Shakar Yisrael Misanin Bahem Nehatsaros Sheiru Bahem. There are certain days, there exist days that the whole Klal Yisrael fast on those days because of the tsaros, because of the tragedies that happen on those days. Today, the Ower Halavavos with Talach Darche Hatshuva. And the purpose of these fast days are to rouse us, rouse our hearts, to open up the ways of doing tshuva. The Yiyazah Zikaron Maaseinu Haroi. And these tanesim, they should be a remembrance of our bad actions. Umaisei avoseinu shehayo kamaseinu ato. And also remind us of the bad actions of our forefathers who acted the same way that we act now. Ad shagoram lahem v'lanu osan atzaros. And those evil actions, bad deeds of our forefathers, which caused them and us all these sorrows. Shebezikru and devarim elu nashud lahekti. And by remembering all these dvarim, all these actions, will come to do teshuva, will come to become better, lahekti. Shenemer, as it says in quote, quotes the pasuk of Shuva, v'zvatnu es avonim es avon avosim. And then the Rambam goes through the four Tanaisim that we find, Shalom Gedalia, Asar Batavis, and then it goes through Tisha B'Av. I won't go through the others. He just speaks about the things that happened on Tisha B'Av. He says, V'Tisha B'Av, Chamisha, Dvarim, Erubo, five tragedies happened on Tisha B'Av. Nigzar al Yisrael, B'Midbar, Shuwa Yikansu, La'oras, it was a Gzera and B'nai Yisrael, but in the Midbar that they can't come to Eretz Yisrael. Chorav Habayis Barishona Uvashniya, there was the Kurban of the first Beis Hamikdash and of the second Beis Hamikdash. The Nilkada Ir Gedola Ubeisar Shema, there was a great city in Eretz Israel named Beisar that was captured by the Gayan. Bahayubo Alofim Revavos in Israel. And there was thousands and tens of thousands of Jews. Bahayal and Melech Gadol and had a great leader. The Dimu called Israel of Doli and Chachayim Shul Melech Mashiach. And the Jewish people thought, referring to Bar Kokhba, that he would be the Mashiach. And the Mekiva thought he was going to be Mashiach. The Nachal b'yad Aroni, and they fell in the hands of the Romans. The Nergal Kula, and they were all killed. V'haysa tzara gadola k'mo korban beis hamikdash. And then he says, Ubo b'yom, and on that day, Hamuchon l'kranius, he set aside Rosh Tisha B'Av as the day which is set aside for Kranus, Chorash, Turnus Rufus, Harashas, Arhecho, Turnus Rufus, Cloud over the Arhecho, Yastiva in the surrounding areas, Bakayim, Mishanema, Arxion, Sada, Techorash. So the Rambam goes through the events that happened, and the Rambam says clearly that the idea of remembering these days and these sorrows is to remind us ourselves of our sins and the sins of our fathers that brought about such tragedies. He doesn't mention once, he's speaking in Hilchos Tainus, he doesn't mention once over there the inyan, the idea of Avelis. So, the Chassam Sofer, in Or Chaim, in a tshuva, says the following. He quotes the Rambam, this is in Tshuva Reish Ches. And he says, after he quotes the Rambam, he says, Hine gila lanu mashalo hayinu malim al datenu. Says the Rambam in this parak has revealed to us an idea, a concept that we would never have thought. Remember, we're talking about not us, the Chassam Sofer saying. The Chassam Sofer is saying that we never would have even had this thought enter our minds. Shahayinu choshvim, because he says we would have thought, shahatanesim halalu enum al derav tshuva, that these four tanesim are not tanesim for the purpose of tshuva, ela al derav ha'ogo, v'hatzar, v'yom she'irabo. He says we would have thought, the Chassam Sofer says, if he went to see the Rambam, he would have been under the impression that the idea of the tanesim, Shivas Shivatamis of Tisha B'Av, was an idea of having Avelis on a day of Tzar. Kamo Hasimcha B'Yom She'ira Tova. Just like we celebrate on a day that good things happen, so when a day of tragedy, we have Avelis. He says, that's what he would have thought. He says, V'chein Mashma Tzas, and he quotes the Gemara, because he's quoting the Gemara, that the Gemara discusses that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so we can't have the tannis on Shabbos. So instead of making the tannis before Shabbos, some say Friday, some say Thursday, but we don't do that. We make the tannis nifta, we push it off to Sunday. And the Gemara says the reason we push it off, we make it later and not earlier, is because Akdumi Puranisa Alo Makdumin, because it's a day of Puranis. It's a day of Tsar, and we don't want to make the Puranas earlier. We try to push it off, so we make it Sunday rather than earlier. So he says, that Gemara calls Tisha B'Av a day of Puranas. It's like Gumi Puranisa. He says, that seems to be, it's a time of tragedies, and it's a time of Avelis. He says that the whole idea of the Tanis is a time to do tshuva. He says just the opposite, akdumi tshuva. We should try to do tshuva as fast as possible. We don't push off doing tshuva. We should make it earlier. So if you look at Tisha B'Av as a day of doing teshuva, so on the contrary, we should make it, if it can't happen on Shabbos, so should we make it Friday or Thursday? But certainly we shouldn't delay it till Sunday. We don't try to delay our tshuva. He says the simple pshat in Bhagavad Gemara is, it's the day of Kronis, it's the day of Avelis. So we push off the day of Avelis, we make it later rather than earlier. But he says, but the Rambam is telling us, he says, Hodi'enu haramam derochenhu. He says, the Rambam is teaching us that that's not it. It's not like that. It's not like we would have thought. Ba'alpiv nagu, nagu loma vidyum usleepus. On the other Tanaisim, not on Tisha B'Av because it says it's called the Moed, but on the other Tanaisim we say vidyum, we say sleepos bos and ayami because it's the day of tshuva. The fast days are days of tshuva, mishum shenikru ala tshuva. And he says, so even though he says the Rambam has pointed this out, you know, Chassam Sofer again thinks it's a very, very big Kiddush, it's not a simple understanding, but he says we have to accept what the Rambam says. And he says, but the commentaries in the Rambam do not point out to us where does the Rambam get to say this. So the Rambam is making a very big Kiddush, but he doesn't, usually the commentaries point out what the sources of the Rambam, and he says they don't point it out. He says, the Lachora, so this is the Chassam Sofer's explanation, Hainu Nishon in Kain, the Nolo Nevi'im Lacharish Dava Shalo Yotzinu Tiyotzin Lutar. He says, we know how these days are found in the Nevi'im, in the Navi, and he says, where would the Nevi'im have the right to go make up some type of day that we don't find a similar day in the Torah? It says Bishlam Olitroa Yom Simcha. When it comes to making up a day of Simcha, when good things happen to go and Chanukah Purim, he says that the Gemara says in the Gula, the Gemara makes a Kal Vachomer. The Gemara says if we celebrate the Shibud Lagula, when we went out of Shibud Mitzrayim, we celebrate Pesach, we sing Shira. So Mimisa L'chaim lo koshkin. So on Purim, when it was a question of Misa L'chaim, so certainly we should celebrate Purim. So he says there the Chachamim had a source to make up days of celebration like Hanukkah and Purim. They had a Kal Vachomer. Later on he goes into that Kal Vachomer. So then he says, Avo L'tfoa Eino L'olam Al-Tsar. He says, but to make a day of Avelis, we don't find any such day in the Torah. So he says it wouldn't be in the power of the Nevi'im to make up a Gezeirah, make up a day of Avelis. There's no such thing in the Torah as a day of Avelis. Ella, he means a day of Avelis for the Jewish nation. Ella al Korka, so that's what forced the Rambam to say, Al HaTeshuvah Huktu. That the day of the Tanis wasn't the day of Avelis. The Chazal that made up the day of Tisha B'Av, they made a Tanis Sibur, and the purpose of that Tanis Sibur is for Tshuva. Kedasiv, as it says in the Torah, that he's Vadim. Ubevadim, and certainly says, Avuhon Dekulon Yom HaKippur. And that we find in the Torah. We find the day of a Tanis for Tshuva. We find the day of Yom Kippur. Kutsatu Divayaram. This is therefore, he says, even though to him it was a very big Kiddush, but he says the Rambam is 100% right, and he understands that the day of Tisha B'Av is a Tanis that the Chazal made, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and it was made to be a day of Tshuva, not a day of Avelis. I'm reading now from the Luach, most shuls and rabbanim use the Luach that's put out by Ezra's Torah. It's first made by Rav Henkin Zatzal, and it comes out every year. So in Rav Henkin's Luach, when he speaks about the day of Yom Kippur, he says, day of Tisha B'Av, he says, Far Kotsu, Shehaikra B'Tainas Hu Atshuva. He doesn't say who he's quoting, he says it's already been written that the main idea of the Tanis is the tshuva, uviyichon, and specifically al havonos shegormu hachorban, and those avonos. Obviously, Bnei Yisrael hasn't done proper tshuva. I've already told you the avera of lashon hara, and not having the right chashivas and ava for Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes a few more averas that we find in the Gemara that have to do with the korban. He says, "V'chorba Yerushalayim ella al shechilu bo Shabbos, shel Shabbos al shebitlu tinokos shel beis rabban." They didn't have their children learning Torah properly. Shebitlu krishma shel Shabbos v'arvis. They didn't say Shabbos krishma morning and night. Shebot bizu bo talmini chachomi. They were mevaza. Tamini Chachamim, Shahaya Behem Sina Sfinam. The Gemara says the second korban specifically was for Sina Sfinam. They also says the Shahikshu Liban below Pachtu and Makam Shatsara for Flashik. He says that Klal Yisrael were sometimes in the Gadolus too strong minded, and they should have been more the Pachad. And they didn't show the proper fear during the goats. Okay, so you see, I'm just trying to read that to show you that in Hankin, Paul also was going with this Mahalath when he speaks about the Tisha B'Av. He doesn't say anything in his Ruach that it's a time of Avelis. He's saying specifically, he speaks about that it's a time, like the women said, that it's a time for Tshuva, where people are supposed to examine the sins and the sins of their forefathers that brought about such a churban. This idea is certainly not so hushy. I'll read to you from a shir from Yashabir Soloveitchik, that's how. This is printed in one of the Sfarim that Shiurim Lezecher Abba. I know he used to say Yortzeit Shirim, very long Yortzeit Shirim. So he says, I think, just the opposite of the Chassam Sofer. He quotes a Braisa in Masechus Tainus. The Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, Kol mitzvos ha-noagos ba-ovel, noagos ba-tishabot. Whatever we find by an ovel, we find by tishabot. And then it quotes, Oser ba-achila u-shtia, it's oser to eat and drink, u-sicha, and to anoint oneself, with an ila sasando, and to wear shoes, with tasha shamit, and to have marital relations, but also likros the Torah, the Nadim, the Ksudim, or to learn Torah. It's a very difficult price of the way we have it, because it says, Kol mitzvos ha-noagos ba-ovo is noag b'tisha b'av, and then the first thing it mentions, achil and tshia, and we all know an ovo is allowed to eat and drink. There's no avera for an ovo. Eating and drinking is not something else for an ovo. So what does the price mean? Kol mitzvos ha-noagos ba-ovo, noagos b'tisha b'av, asr b'achil and tshia. The other things are asr by an ovo. But certainly, novel is not Asr, Bachila, and Shtip. So Rashi says that the first two aren't really knowing by a novel, Achila and Shtia, and it mentions it anyway, but only the others are Asr by an novel, which is certainly a very difficult way to learn a Brisa, but that's what Rashi says. Comes along Rabbi Shabir, and he says, Avo mi pashta sa sugya mashma, he says the simple shot of the sugya and the price is mashma, the ha'avelis ha'noheges bo bayom mechayevis betainis, that the avelis, which a person has to feel on Tisha B'Av, is the reason for the tainis. The kiyam tainis hu kiyam avelis, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av, fulfilling the tainus is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avelis. V'im kilom motzinu she'avo ye'osra b'achilu sh'tiya. Since one does Avelis make a person osra to eat and drink, and others are certainly allowed to eat and drink, Avelis derabim shayni. The Avelis of a Rabbi, he says, by a personal Avelis, Rahman Lutzlan, a person, a noble eats and drinks. But he says, here we're dealing with an Avelis, the Rabbi, an Avelis of Klai Israel. In such an Avelis, Vehimus Sugelis Afla Hamis Inuyim. He says, such an Avelis has a requirement of Inuyim, of like going without eating and drinking. And he says, Raya Ladova, and he says, I'll prove it to you. When it comes to washing one's body, it says in the Gemara Tainus and Daf Yigimel, to Avol Mutar Berachitzas Yada Veragla Betzona, an Avol can't wash his whole body, but part of his body, Mitzas Gufo, he could wash in cold water. Yet when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we say it's Asur Lohoshit Lohoshit Etzbal B'Mayim Kamo B'Yom HaKippurim. V'chein Pasak Rama, this is when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's more chomer. And there a person is not even allowed to wash even part of his body even in cold water. He says, Chazinen de'isr v'chitza nimdod v'amos hamidish ha'inah v'loshul aves. He says, you see that when it comes to the avelus of Tisha B'Av, it comes to washing, he says, we have, the measure is the idea of tanis. And that's why even the Nixas Gufo. And he goes on to explain more halakhas, which I'd rather not say today. But the idea I'm trying to bring out is, if you notice that Rav Yashar Bir is stressing, he's quoting from a brisa, that he's under the understanding that the main idea of Tisha B'Av is the inyan of Avelis. And not only that, but he says in certain aspects that Avelus de Rabim, the Avelus of the Klal Yisrael, has more Isurim, has to do with having more Inuyim on that day, more than a regular Avel. And he says that's the simple pshat in the Pasuk of Zechariah, because it refers to the day of the Sowing, the day of the Spod. Spod is the day of Hesped. And so he says, you see that it has to do with Avelis. So it seems that we come up with two different extremes, and we want to try to understand the basic idea behind a Tisha B'Av. Here we have the Rambam stressing the time of Sibra, it's a time of tshuva. And the Chasam Sofer understands that to mean that the main idea of Tisha B'Av is not Avelis, but it's a time of a Taina Siva, it's a time like other Taina Siva to do tshuva, to examine your actions to do tshuva. And Rabbi Shabir, I'm trying to show you, seems to be saying that the main idea is an idea of Avelis. And the Avelis is so strong that because of the Avelis itself, we have to have a tanis. In other Mephoshim, you'll find in the Menchus Chinuch, you'll find in the Brisker Rav, that they point out that really Tisha B'Av has two aspects. It shouldn't be defined only as Tainus, it shouldn't be defined only as Avelis, but they say that Tisha B'Av has both aspects. And what they do is they try to show that there are prohibitions, Isurim on Tisha B'Av, which have to do with the fact that it's a Taina Sibur, and it's similar to Yom Kippur, like the Chasam Sofer says. And there are other aspects of Tisha B'Av which have to do with Avelis. For example, this last din that Rabbi Yoshua Breer brought a raya that the Avelis of Tisha B'Av is more chamor. Because we say on Tisha B'Av, an Avel is also even to do Mixas Gufo Bitzoning, whereas a regular Avelis, it's only Rov Gufo, but not Mixas Gufo. So he wanted to show from there that the Avelis is more Chomer on Tisha B'Av. So the Brisker Rav says in his Sefer that just the opposite. He says the fact that Mixas Gufo is Osir on Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with Avelis. Avelis wouldn't be Osir. Avelis does not have an Isir on Mixas Gufo, on a partial part of your body, a washing part of your body, but Sonei. This is the fact that Mikzvah Gufo is Aser and Tisha B'Av is because Tisha B'Av is a Tanis like Yom Kippur. And just like Yom Kippur, the chitz of Mikzvah Gufo is Aser, so on Tisha B'Av, Mikzvah Gufo is Aser B'Tzoni. So that very raya Rav Yeshivir brings, the Brisker Rav, Zatzal, says just the opposite. He says, on the contrary, that's because Tisha B'Av isn't only because of Avelis, that's because Tisha B'Av is a tannis like Yom Kippur, and therefore we find certain aspects that it has halachas of a tannis like Yom Kippur. And the truth is that it's impossible to say that Tisha B'Av doesn't have halachas of Avelis. We know there are certain things a novel is not allowed to learn. Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn certain things that are only usher because of Avelis. But it's mainly Muslim that in the poskim that the main aspect of Tisha B'Av is like the Chasam Sofer says, it's an aspect of having a tannis. It's a tannis like Yom Kippur. It has the five inuyim of Yom Kippur. And Chazal made Tisha B'Av a tannis like Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur isn't the time of Avelis. Yom Kippur is a tannis to do teshuva. So it gets, when studying the halachas of Tisha B'Av, it gets quite complicated because you have to categorize each halacha. Is it there because Yom Kippur, because Tisha B'Av is a tannis, or is it there because Tisha B'Av is the time of Avelis, or it could be it's there for both reasons. Could be Rechitz is also both because it's a tannis like Yom Kippur, or also because it's a time of Avelis, and a novel is also Rechitz. And then you have to go into the different details, obviously, which we can't do, and it's not very, very clear in a lot of examples. But that's the common factor that we see in most poskim, is that we have to treat Tisha B'Av both as a tannis and an avel. You could ask as a velus. You could ask a question that, being that it's true that there are prohibitions because it's a tannis and prohibitions because it's a time of a velus, does one depend on the other? For example, if I could figure out a case or a circumstance where the gzera, where the halacha of Chazal that we should have a tannis doesn't apply, would you say the avelis still does apply and they're independent of each other? And all those matters which are usher because of avelis would apply? Or do you say that if the tannis doesn't apply, the avelis won't apply either? Now, I'm not referring to a case where a person, let's say, has to eat on Tisha B'Av. Many people, even a chola, you don't have to be a chola sheyesh b'sakana, even a regular chola doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av, so he doesn't have the tannis. But the post can say that even though he's not fasting, but all the other prohibitions which he's able to keep, which don't affect his health, he has to keep. Right? So if he could go without showering, without washing, he has to keep the Yisr Rechitza, even though he's eating. But what about, so that's the case where a person is really has the tannis, but he can't keep it because he's a chola. So he has to keep all the other prohibitions, and even the prohibitions, certainly the prohibitions that we have because of Avelis. But what about if I could figure out a case where the tannis doesn't even go into effect at all? And the case that we find is a case we mentioned before. You have a case of Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so we know the halacha is that Tisha B'Av is Nidcha to Sunday. Right? Then we fast on Sunday. So certainly on that Shabbos, which is the ninth day of Av, it says in the Gemara, it says in Halacha, that we treat it as a Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast, and you're supposed to have good Shabbistic meals, not only Friday night, or lunch, even Shalosh Shudas, which is getting closer and closer. You don't have a Suda Mafsekas, you have a nice Shalosh Shudas because it's Shabbos. So the tainus of Tisha B'Av, the halacha of Tisha B'Av being a tainus, certainly doesn't apply. But we find a machlokes rishonim when it comes to the idea of the prohibitions that Tisha B'Av has because of avelus. We know that when a person is in Ovel, it says when comes Shabbos during Shiva, when Shabbos comes, that even though the Farhesya, he can't be noeg, or she can't be noeg as any inyanim of Avelis, but when it comes to Dvarim Shebetzina, private matters, marital relations, Dvarim Shebetzina are also even on Shabbos, because Dvarim Shebetzina by an Ovel is noeg during Avelis. So the question is, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and certainly there is no idea of inui, of tanesim, you're not allowed to cause yourself affliction, it's Shabbos, there's the idea of covered and onik Shabbos. The question is, those isurim of avelus, for example, marital relations or rechitza, those v'chitzas which are usher to another, which is also considered a davar shebetzina, are they knowing on that Shabbos? So there are some rishonim say, no, that Tisha B'Av, when it comes out on Shabbos, is a nitcha, and just like there are no dinim of tainus on Shabbos, there's no dinim of avelus, and even avelus shebetzina is not knowing. However, other Rishonim say, in the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, is when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, even though Tanesim don't apply, but there is a din of Avelis, and just like an Avel on Shabbos has to be Noleg Dvarim Shabbatzina, it's also to be Noleg Avelis on Shabbos Dvarim Shabbatzina, but Dvarim of Sina, he has to be Noeg. So also when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Dvarim Shebetzina are Noeg. And there is an Isser of Tashbi Shlamita, of marital relations, and of Rechitza, at least whatever is Isser by an Avel, of Kol Gufo or Ro Gufo, whatever the halakha is by an Avel, applies to Shabbos also. So you see from those Rishoni that they say clearly that you don't have any halachas of a tainus, because Shabbos has priority when it comes to the idea of a tainus. But still, as far as Tisha B'Av, as far as the avelus of Tisha B'Av, avelus of Dvarim Shebetzina, it's still knowing. So here, there you have a case where at least the halacha is, and these Rishonim say, that you could separate the two. You could have no halachas of tainus, and you could have halachos of avelus. So they really split up into two different ways when it comes to a case of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. The truth is, it's not an easy way to understand. The ones that hold avelus is not noeg on Shabbos, even Dvarim Shebetzina. It could be because they say avelus is tied up with the tainus. If there's no tainus, there's no avelus. But that's not necessarily their reason, because it could be their reason is that they say when Chazal set up the day of Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, obviously it was always understood it could always come out on Shabbos. So therefore they said that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, there is no halacha of Tisha B'Av, the chlal, and they moved it to Sunday. So it's not really the idea. I'll just bring you a case where it would make a nafkamina. For example, if a person becomes under bar mitzvah, you certainly don't have to keep the halachas of Tisha B'Av al pidin. If a person became a bar mitzvah on Sunday, Let's say his bar mitzvah day is Yud Av. So in a case where Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, so if you understand that in such a case the Chazal did not make that into the day of Tisha B'Av, and they originally made the Iker day Sunday, so that boy would have to, on the day of his bar mitzvah, which is the 10th day of Av, he'd have to keep the 10th day of Av as a fasting. But if the idea is the real day of the Tanis is Tisha B'Av, except we can't fast on Shabbos, and therefore we're docha it to Sunday, so this boy who was not bar mitzvahed on Tisha B'Av, so he wasn't obligated to keep the fast. So if he wasn't obligated for the fast of Tisha B'Av, then he's not obligated to keep Sunday either, because Sunday is only a tashlumim, it's only a makeup, which what we didn't do on the day of Tisha B'Av. That happens to be a machlokas among the poskim, what such a boy should do. Is he obligated to fast on Sunday or not? So it could be that the ones that say the aveilus not only is the tannis not on Shabbos, but even the idea of the aveilus betzin is not on Shabbos. So at first I was trying to tell you that it could be they say the aveilus is only there when there's a tannis. But now you could explain them in an altogether different fashion. Could be they say that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, there's no Tisha B'Av at all. When the Chazal set up the day of the fast, in such a case, they set the day to be, they set the day to be Sunday and not on Shabbos. That's possible. And that happens to be a big machlokas poskim. But the fact remains that most poskim split up the rules of Tisha B'Av into two sections. That which is usher because Tisha B'Av is a tainus, and the way they understand a tainus is a day for examining one's actions to come to do tshuva. And then there are dvarim that are usher because it's a time of aveilus. I found in a sefer I forgot to look up his name. I know the name of the sefer, but I don't know the name of the rabbi. Someone tells me looking at the spell. The name of the sefer is the Derashta v'Chakarta. It has tshuvas and it has on the sperm and the different parshas of the week. And this is taken from the Sefer on Chumash, Devarim. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, and he says that Rambam seems to stress Tisha B'Av as being a Tainis. And he says, L'chorev, that's not the opinion of a Ravid. He says, in Masechus Tainis, the Ran brings a Ravid. But the Ravid says, Dalad Hatzamos L'Evel. The main idea of it's almost is for Aveilus, the low that's feeble bizarre, not for crying out and davening to Hashem. And then he quotes the Chassam Sofer that I told you. The Chassam Sofer also learns out from the Rambam that the idea of Tisha B'Av is a tannis, but he mentions the Chassam Sofer said that the Gemara in Megillah seems to apply it to Deir Quranius. So this Rav in Eretz Yisrael writes, says Lathiani as Daiti, in his humble opinion, Nero Lataris Pipshitas. He says he has a simple solution to the problem of how to define Tisha B'Av. And he says we first have to read the Rambam and Hilchos Avot. So this I'm quoting from him, he quotes the Rambam and Hilchos Avot. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avot, She'ein Bochin Almeis Yosir Megimu Yamid. The Hesped Zayin. If a person like Manolitzlan becomes an Avo, he should not cry over the mace more than 3 days, and Hespedim should be for 7 days. And if a Talmud Chacham, and if he's crying over a Talmud Chacham, Lo Yosu Milam, there shouldn't go more than 30. The Achatach, and afterwards the Rambam says, Al Yiskasha Adam Al Meso Yosu Midai. A person is not allowed to be strong over the death of his mace. In other words, he's not allowed to be strong in his avelus. He should cry for 3 days and not overdo it. Then he says, "Call me she'enu mis'abel kamo she'tzivil chachamim." Whoever does not keep avelus like the Chazal told us to keep, hareze achzari. He's considered an achzari. An achzari is a mean, ruthless person. Ella, what should he do? Yifachay v'yifashpei shenaisa. When a person, Rahman al-Islam, becomes an avel, he should tremble. He should show fear. The Yafashpesh Bamasov, and examine his actions, the Yachzor B'tshuva, and he should do tshuva. So Echad Ibnei Achabur Shemais, and if one of a person's Chabur, one of his close group of friends dies, Tira Kol Achabur, the whole Chabur should be nervous. Then the Rambam goes to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone who suffers such a tragedy as Avelus, that he should wake himself up, Yor Mishnaso, wake himself from his sleep and take this as a lesson that he himself should do teshuva. So this, just cut it off. So this rabbi comes to the conclusion that Avelus itself is an idea of doing teshuva. You see from the Rambam, the whole idea in Avelus, when a person, Rahmanus one, is an Ovo, the idea is he's also supposed to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him this tragedy, and he's part of this tragedy, and he has to come to do tshuva on his own. So he wants to say that the Rambam, when he says in Hilchos Tainus that you should set up, that the Tainus is a day of tshuva, it's not contradictory to the idea of Avelus, because that's what Avelus is also. My time is out, and I just want to conclude that I still think that I have questions on this rabbi's chat, but Lamaisa, we should all look into Tisha B'Av as being a time of atonis, a time for tshuva, and it's also a time of avelus for the tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael. And it's upon us to look into our actions and do whatever we could do to bring about the building of the new Beis HaMikdash from here to the main. What is this?
Okay, we'll take a 4 minute break, and Elie Mountain will speak on the urgency of living. Take a 4 minute break.